Have you heard of Denzel Washington?
He's in action movies.
He's in a lot of movies. He's pretty famous. I would say he's an A-list star. In fact, if you remember, we talked about this on the show last year. The New York Times did an article about the best actors of all time. And they really went there. They like found actors that were French and Italian and actors from all over the world in different ages. And they declared, all their experts declared, that Denzel Washington was the number one best actor of all time.
Better than Adam Sandler?
You know, for the New York Times, yes.
But Adam Sandler does that voice.
It's true.
Denzel doesn't do that voice.
Yeah, he doesn't do that voice. So, yeah, in our world, Denzel is not number one. Adam Sandler is. But in the New York Times world, it is Denzel Washington. But my point is, you've heard of Denzel Washington, right?
Yes.
Pretty famous. If you want to just look at he's been in tons of movies with some of the best directors out there. He's been nominated for 2 Emmy Awards, 10 Golden Globes, which he won 3 of them, nominated for 8 Oscars, of which he won 2 of them, not to mention hundreds of other awards, like everything you can think of, BET, NAACP, and this award, that award, all over the place. Okay. Have you ever heard of Ellen Pompeo?
No.
Right. That's my point. Ellen Pompeo has been the star, the lead character of Grey's Anatomy since 2005. That is her basically only credit. She has some other bullshit things here and there, like Law and Order or whatever. But really, her only credit is that she has been the lead character on Grey's Anatomy since 2005. That is the beginning, middle, and end of the sentence. And she has never, not only has she never won an Emmy for that role that she has been doing on television since 2005, she's never been nominated. Never for an Emmy, a Golden Globe.
On that show, won an Emmy or Grammy or whatever the hell.
Oh, maybe Sandra Oh, probably. You know, she probably did. This is a Shonda Rhimes show. It's a really famous show. It's been around forever. It's like one of the longest running nighttime dramas. And Ellen Pompeo has been playing Grey of Grey's Anatomy. I don't watch the show, so I don't know.
I've never seen it.
But my point is, she's done one thing not very well since no awards and no nominations since 2005. For some reason, she, like everybody else, started a podcast. And on her podcast, which I guess she thinks that nobody except for the people in the room are listening, decides to go after Denzel Washington, because Denzel Washington was brought in by Shonda Rhimes and Debbie Allen, one of the producers, to direct one of the episodes. So for some bizarre reason, she decides to start really going after Denzel, like in a way that is really uncomfortable to listen to. But then she tells us a story about how she went after him in person. So she has Patrick Dempsey on the show, who was also on Grey's Anatomy with her. This is who she's talking to. And he said, I heard Denzel was directed an episode. How did that go?
So he's not on the show anymore?
I don't know. He was on. He's back. He's gone. I don't watch the show, so I don't know what his status is. I think he's no longer on the show. I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he is. Whatever. But the point is, the two of them are sitting and talking, thinking that nobody can hear them.
Listen, that guy, I mean, Denzel is like, his energy is just nuts. He has this vibration, right? He just is like as charismatic as, I'll break this down for people listening about actors. Like, certain actors just have an energy and a chemistry. Like, superstars are superstars for a reason. Like, when you walk in a room, if Rihanna's in that room, you know she's in that room. Before you even see her, you know she's in the room. There's energy.
Well, because she's like a Christmas tree.
And a vibration that they give off.
Everybody goes near her and wants presents.
That makes them super charismatic. Patrick has it. Obama has it. Anyone that I've ever met that's like
Clinton
crazy charismatic has it. And Denzel has it in spades, for sure. But Denzel was amazing because, you know, Denzel's a movie star, right? He doesn't know shit about directing TV. So,
Hang on a minute. She doesn't know anything about Denzel Washington. In fact, he has done TV before. He, who is a movie star who actually did TV, ended up with 2 Emmy nominations. You, who've been doing television since 2005, doing the same role, have had 0 Emmy nominations.
Has he directed anything, though?
Oh, yeah. You know, he's directed theater and stuff like that. Yeah, he's not. I mean, it's Denzel Washington. You know what I mean? He's directed plenty of stuff, but just nothing she's seen, nothing she knows about. You know, he's not known as a director, but neither is she. She's an actor. So anyway, so Denzel Washington comes on the show and is directing the show. Then she tells us about an incident that she had straight up with Denzel while he was there.
Debbie Allen was like, what can I do to keep Ellen interested? What can I do to keep Ellen here? Right? Because after you left, I was like, ah, why do I have to stay here? I got to go now. Everyone's gone. Sandra's gone. Patrick's gone. Stuff. I got to go too. And Debbie was like, no, no. His wife is a
so
big
critic.
There you go. That, his wife. Start there. That's
one
good.
Of the scenes at the end of the episode, and I have to go apologize to this man who beat me up. Right? And so Meredith was really hesitant and reluctant.
Meredith is a character.
Like my jaw was broken, and I couldn't bring myself to go hear the apology from this character. And this man woke up and felt terrible about what he had done, right? But after what I had been through, and
we don't need all this because it's just her explaining what happened on the show.
She just wasn't having
it. Okay.
Get to the Denzel. You can just fast forward to the Denzel part.
I don't care that he wants to apologize. I don't want to go hear it very softly. And I was pissed.
Oh, go back.
But
this
I had
was
to
it.
Sit
okay.
there and listen to this apology.
It.
And he wasn't looking. We did this scene. So I didn't have much interaction with him at all. And then he apologized to me, but he was doing it really softly. He made this choice to speak very softly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
as an actor
that I had to sit there and listen to this apology. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't looking at me in the eye. Again, we love actors who make choices, right? And
suspense?
No, it's just, hang on.
Yeah. It's thinking. Still thinking.
This is the part we wanted. So she's talking about, just I'll explain it. She's talking about, she's on the set. Denzel Washington is directing this episode. She has to get an apology from a character. That's the scenario. The character has to apologize to her.
So right at the good part is where this whole thing stops.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, this is the main part of the story I want you to hear.
And you can see what it's doing right now.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's just so you know, it's thinking. It's doing that internet thinking thing, which it's 2021. The internet shouldn't be freaking thinking because I pay a gazillion dollars a minute for this freaking 1,000 MP biggest whatever the hell internet I have. You can't get faster internet. You say, I want faster internet. They say, sorry, it doesn't exist.
You have the fastest one we have. Yeah, you're paying the most money, so you have the fastest one. You should screenshot this and send it to them and be like, I would like at least, maybe like half my money back this month.
You know the internet at the Pentagon? I have the same thing. This is the fastest you can possibly get through a wire. This is what I have. So they say, I how much is that? And they say, well, you really don't want to know. And I say, okay, just go ahead and give it to me because I do a radio show. I would like to do a show and have the fastest internet in the world. And then they give me this. And then I say, here's my nut every month. And then they take it.
He apologized to me, but he was doing it really softly. He made this choice to speak very softly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pissed that I had to sit there and listen to this apology. And he wasn't looking at me in the eye. Mm-hmm. Again, we love actors who make choices, right? And
right. Uh-huh.
Son of a... This is what you do when you have a son that works in IT.
Right.
You do this. Hold on. We'll talk to him. He's going to know. You know why I'm calling?
What?
We have no internet.
Hold on. He's such an IT guy.
Is that IT or what?
Yeah. He's ignoring you and he's just typing.
Right. So... And right now he thinks I'm an idiot. So
move. I love that that's your son now.
He's already in my computer now.
Oh, he's already in?
Oh, you're not in my computer right now?
Okay.
I thought you were already. Is it just me who doesn't have internet or is it the whole world?
Well, it's not me, so it's not the whole world because I'm We're good here in New York.
Oh, okay. Is it everybody in the South? Because New York has internet. And I don't know how I'm still talking to New York, but I am.
Because I have internet. You're using mine.
Here you go.
It's on now?
Yes.
Thank you.
He is your kid because he's a man of few words. He even less words than you.
It works now.
Of course he does. Of course it does. Everybody should have a teenager sitting around.
That is just craziness. It's fixed now.
Okay,
you
good.
You sure? Yeah, it's fixed. Okay. Yeah.
But everything you just said was even more conversation than he just gave you. It was like, it's good.
Yeah, and you don't hear anything except for typing. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's what you feel at work when there's something wrong with your computer and you have to talk to somebody. And yeah.
No, mm-hmm, yeah, you have to talk. They don't do any talking. Yeah, uh-huh, they just do a lot of typing and then they go, you're good.
Yeah. Okay. Now leave me alone. I'm going to go back to whatever the hell I was doing. And he just sits. I don't know how you do, because he sits in front of a computer all day long. So then he comes home and you hear what he's doing now. He's just sitting in front of the computer.
Right.
So I don't know how you do that all day.
And nutritious.
Over 90% him by the word? Is that why he talks so little? He doesn't want to charge you too much?
Hey, he knows we're on the air. So he's like, I don't even want to talk to you.
Okay.
All right. So we had how much left in this?
I want you to go to 3148. I want the story that she's telling.
3148.
So, yeah, to set up
and
where
so
it is. So
Meredith was really hesitant and reluctant. Again, we love actors who make choices, right? And I yelled at him and I was like, look at me. When you apologize, look at me. And that wasn't in the dialogue. And Denzel went ham on my ass. He was like, I'm the director. Don't you tell him what to do. And wow. I was like, listen, motherfucker, this is my show. This is my set. Who are you telling? Like, you barely know where the bathroom is.
Whoa.
That's how you speak to Denzel Washington in front of the entire crew?
They hired him to be your director. It doesn't matter what he does before this, after this. He's your boss today.
Right.
That is your director. You don't talk to him like
and
that.
And like, you know, I have the utmost respect for him as an actor.
Clearly you don't.
You don't?
As a director, as everything but.
Well, as an actor, not a director. She said she has respect for him as an actor.
Like, yo, we went at it one day and then his wife came to.
And she probably
I love that she's laughing. Like, I love that she thinks that this is a cute story. She's telling this like, isn't this hilarious? I disrespected Denzel Washington in front of an entire crew of people. And how adorable am I?
Set to visit. And I was like, I was not talking to him. I was mad at him. And I told his wife, I was like, yeah, he yelled at me today. Yeah, he let me have it today. And I'm not okay with him. And I'm not looking at him. And I'm not talking to him. So we didn't get through it without a fight. But, you know, that's actors for you. Passionate and fiery. And that's where you get the magic. And that's.
They edit the hell out of the show.
That's where you get the good stuff.
Yeah, that's it. That's so enough. I don't need to hear any more from her.
Wow. But,
okay, this is so disturbing. As you can imagine, Twitter was not having this. Not one person was like, you go, girl. Everybody was like, hi, Miss Privilege. You know, a lot of people tweeted just because she's married to a black man, has biracial kids. She thinks that she can say anything to anybody, like she's somehow above it all. But I don't think it's about who she's married to. I don't think it's about race. I think it's about the fact that she feels like it's her show. And no matter who you are, you're not going to tell me what to do. But that's your director. So you should be kind to anybody. What if it was some guy who hasn't worked in a long time because of COVID and finally got a job directing one of like the most pivotal episodes, a penultimate episode on Grey's Anatomy. It's going to go on his resume. It's in his reel. It's a really big deal. And this is how you're speaking to him. Mm. We know you're the star of the show. We get it. We know who you are. It's the only thing you've done since 2005. How about bringing a little kindness and welcoming somebody new to your set rather than embarrassing them publicly in front of all these people?
Mm-hmm. And then on your podcast.
And then again on your podcast. Then telling the story again on your podcast. So not even, it's not even bad enough that you embarrassed him in front of, you know, 50 people on set. Then you took it to your podcast and now it's in like page 6 and everywhere. So now everybody knows what a bitch you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I was disturbed. She's trying to be hip and cool, but I think she doesn't really understand what ham means. Cause she was like, he went ham on me. Okay. So ham is from
pigs.
No, no, it's not. It's from a Kanye West song, and ham stands for hard as a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go ham, it's like when you go to the gym, you work out really hard. How'd you do at the gym? Oh man, we went ham. It's a positive thing. It's like we went hard as a motherfucker. Like we really went for it, but in a positive way. She's like, he went ham on my ass, but that's not, it's a misuse of the, it's a misunderstanding of the term, and it's not what he did. I mean, he was the director who you were disrespecting, and you were a child, and he was an adult telling you to respect the person standing in front of you.
See, I can almost see her point from, it's like if one guy was on the air all the time, and let's say he's great on the air, and then he comes in and he tries to boss you around for one day. You're like, dude, you do on the air stuff. You don't do the PD stuff. You're not the PD. You're just trying it out for one day. So that's probably what she thought. He's a really good actor, but how is he behind the camera? Some people can't do that. Some people can act really well.
You got to give somebody a chance. That's the whole thing. She automatically shut him down, you know, without giving him a chance. I worked at a radio station. I'm not going to say which one, but I worked at a radio station, and they had hired a new program director. Before he was a program director at our station, he worked at a tiny little station. And then before that, he was a manager at a Subway sandwich shop.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the guys I worked with automatically didn't give the guy a chance, didn't think that maybe he has real talent as a program director, which is why they brought him in. I mean, I thought the guy was great immediately. I loved him. I bonded with him. I thought he was awesome. You know, I'm willing to give somebody a chance because obviously he was hired to do the job here. But every time he said anything, one of the guys I work with was like, I'm not taking orders from a guy who used to make sandwiches. I'm not taking orders. Like, if I have a question about slicing onions or slicing tomatoes, I'll come to you.
Yeah.
But any radio advice, Jared. I'm not going to go to you.
Your name is Jared. So.
Right. But, you know, but here's the thing. The radio guy is no longer working. The program director guy is now a major program director, award winning, phenomenal program director, which I think was obvious from the minute he walked in, but this guy wasn't willing to give him a chance.
Right.
Yeah. You know, cause he was just bitter about it.
And that company was horrible for hiring people just because they would take the money. It wasn't because they couldn't find talent if it was sitting in front of them. That company's worthless when it comes to that. So,
yeah, but they got lucky with this one guy because he's still there and he's actually really good at what he does.
Yeah. Every once in a while you get lucky.
Yeah. But anyway, so Ellen Pompeo, as you can imagine, is just really Twitter is having a go at her all day. Her name has been trending all day on Twitter because not one person is on board. Not one person. It's like she really thought this was like some big flex that she was going to get on her show and be like, hey, look, you know, I told an Oscar winner where to stick it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is like, you know, fuck you, Meredith.
And we would cancel that show if it was still on. We don't even know if it's on anymore. You and I have no clue.
The show is on, but I don't think it's. Okay. Yeah. I don't think it's. She's not going to work much after once it does get canceled.
Yeah. Never once saw one episode, even though some people say it's a great show. I've never seen it.
I never have either. And I'm the audience for it.
See, I liked ER and I think it's ER light. I could be wrong. I don't know. I just never watched it.
And I didn't watch ER either, so I'm lost on all those kind of shows.
Well, I watched ER because it followed Friends. I was too lazy to get up to turn the TV. So that's why.
They relied on you. You were exactly what they were looking for with ER when ER came out. Like that, you were the audience they were looking for. The person who's too lazy to get off their couch find the remote.
And then it's kind of like a house. I got in the house. So you would think, since I like House and ER, that would be Grey's Anatomy, but I don't really care for it.
Grey's Anatomy is more for my friends that like Grey's Anatomy. All the women and gay men I know love Grey's Anatomy. I don't know any guys like, you know, that have your taste in television that would really go to Grey's Anatomy. Yeah. I don't even, I'm like I said, I'm the audience. I don't even watch. I've never seen an episode.